This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yo, 1310, The Ticket!
We're counting down the top 10 moments in ticket history. Brought to you by Miller Lite on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Number five.
This was back in the days of the Dunham and Miller prank call of the week. I believe it was training camp 96. Right before training camp, it was my week to do the prank call. And I thought, what better person to prank call on the eve of training camp than Dale Hansen? Back then, training camp was in Austin, and no one enjoyed training camp more than Dale. So since Dale Hansen was doing a show at the time on Cliff with Norm and the other guys who were working on Cliff, I thought I would call and try to buddy up to Dale as fake Norm and ask if I could stay in his hotel room. Well, no one stays in Dale's hotel room. The idea of him having a roommate is just absolutely ludicrous. And he thought so, too, as Norm called him and said, Dale, is there any way I could stay in your room? We could have a shortage of rooms at Cliff. And he was very put off by the idea, and I just kept on insisting that I stay in Dale's room and that I could sleep on the floor, that even though we had different schedules, that I would come in quietly at night and it didn't matter when he came in. And there was so much silence between Dale's answers after one of fake Norm's comments. It was so tense, and it lasted a good 4 or 5 minutes, and finally I felt sorry for Dale and said, Dale, this is not Norm, this is George Dunham. More silence, and then Dale let out one of those Dale laughs, and that went on for a good 45 seconds or so. That's one of the hardest I've ever... All the times Dale has laughed, that's about as hard as I've ever heard him laugh. And we had a good chuckle about it. We got a lot of miles out of this. We replayed it a number of times. It was the talk of training camp. And unfortunately, we've lost this one, buddy. We have no record of this. Again, I think a listener sent in a copy of it. It was real scratchy, and the audio quality wasn't very good. So we have no record of perhaps the greatest prank call of all time, only because Dale made it that way with his reaction. But that was the legendary story of fake Norm calling Dale.
Coming up again at 5:10, number 4 in the top 10 moments in ticket history. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is 10. Goalies that can keep guys out of their crease. Log on and register now for tryouts at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310,
The Ticket.
It's 4:20 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're celebrating our 10th birthday. Sports Radio in Dallas, and we're doing it today at the Hard Rock in Dallas on McKinney. And if you want to come by, we're going to be here all evening long. What a great setup we have. By the way, George just told the story of the Dale Hansen prank call as the fake Norm Hitzkes. We do have that somewhere. We will dig it up for you, but you said that the record of it didn't exist or the recording of
it. I don't have it anymore. I lost
it. Gordo thinks he has it, so maybe you'll hear that soon as well. In a few minutes, we have some... nice email to go over and some things that'll make you guys laugh from the past. But right now, it is time for Muse in the News, brought to us by D&M Auto Leasing at 972-817-35-LEASE. You know, over the years, this segment, which you hear every morning at 7:10 on our show, has become the most popular daily segment on The Ticket and hosted by the greatest of all known Gordos, that famous Yankee 7.
It's not my nickname.
Gordon Keith.
Thank you so much, Craig. And we start off with a story that's near and dear to Giorgio's heart. He loves any sort of wife dismemberment story.
No, I don't either.
Yeah,
hate him.
You're obsessed with that? An Indian man is accused of cutting off his wife's hand.
Well, they're always cutting something off over there.
Don't laugh. Yeah, what is it with foreigners always are cutting off their privates?
Yeah.
Or cutting off a hand.
Seems like they always come out of India or someplace like that.
Which is why you hate the Indians.
That's true, yeah.
So this guy...
Oh, No, they just said they're cutting off stuff all the time.
Way to go,
I don't
George.
Hate the Indians. No.
So he was acquitted in court of cutting off his wife's hand. Now, how was he acquitted? His
accident.
Wife? No, his wife stepped forward and say, "No, no, no, hold it here. I'm going to be honest. God told me to cut my own hand off."
So she did it.
I think what's happened here is she's covering for him.
How sad is that?
With a really bad cover story. Why can't she just say, "Look, I cut my own hand off"? Why does she have to say God told her to do it?
Well, that's what some of those guys who
cut off
their ding-dong, yeah, that's what they said.
Well, and plus the court can't question that. Oh, God told her? Well, all right, how do we? We can't prove. We can't disprove it, so.
What higher authority is there other than Chuck Cooperstein?
What a dumbass he is.
So the husband did it and then threatened the wife that he'd probably kill her if she pressed charges.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came up with this story.
Well, the story is more convoluted than just God telling her. She claims that she was bitten by a snake, and God appeared to her in a dream and advised her to cut off her hand to prevent the spread of poison.
Snake!
So did the guy have to do jail time? Did he get out of it?
No. But when they got home after the court date, he chopped off her other hand.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. And the reason he did that, he said, was because he wanted to clap twice as loudly for Ravi Shankar.
Jeez.
Why did he chop her hand off in the first place?
I don't know.
Just something to do?
God told him.
Maybe she sinned with that hand.
By touching herself?
Maybe she gave manual employment to some man.
Hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Manual employment. George, she gave
premature ejaculation.
I got gotcha. You.
Manual employment.
All right. Well, good for her.
You guys ever eat in Austin?
You bet.
You ever eaten at a Chinese place in Austin?
No, don't eat Chinese food in Austin.
Well, there's a place called Pango Tea Bar.
That makes me lose energy.
At 718 Congress Avenue.
Okay.
So this female customer's in the, you know, the place where women urinate. What's that called?
Bathroom?
Bathroom. And she's in there and she notices something odd about this plant that's in there, a fake plant that was covered with a black cloth. So she looks back there and she finds a camera. So she goes and tells the bar manager of the restaurant. So they go in there, they find the camera, the power's on. The restaurant manager then comes in. They trace the power cord. It leads all the way back to a padlocked closet in the owner's office. Mm. And he was taping women. What is the...
How seedy.
Why does a guy want to watch a girl go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Someone's applauding out there.
Who's applauding? Who's into this? You're into bathroom stuff?
Over there.
We need a girl to come up here. Come up here, ma'am, in the
look
in
at
the
that
gray
face.
Shirt.
Look at those teeth.
Come here. Come here. We need to ask you a question. Come here, Groobs. Get her up here.
Oh, it was Groobs who was applauding.
Yeah, it was. Come on. Come on. We're on the air, ma'am. We got to hurry. Groobs, do you know who this is? Are you friends with this?
He's hitting on her.
What's that?
That's Danny Lowry's fiance.
Oh, it's Danny Lowry's fiance. He said it's Danny Lowry's wife. All right. Danny Lowry, of course, going to be the star of Charity Challenge on Ice. How are you,
man? You guys are not to
I'm
have you're not
you?
To have sex the night before the Charity Challenge. We want his legs strong.
Yeah. I want his legs strong, too.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Why would you have sex with his legs? Okay, what's your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa.
And she hates the ticket, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you so down on the ticket?
I'm not down on the ticket.
No. You're very hot. How old are you?
I am 28.
That's a little old.
Yeah.
Don't do that to Danny.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in the mortgage business.
Mortgage business, all right. What would a 00 get me these days, 30-year jumbo?
They'd probably get you another loan officer.
Okay.
How about all points? Right. Can I buy some points right now?
I don't do that.
Oh.
He wants to buy some points for sex. Okay, now, have you ever gone to the bathroom in front of a guy?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Oh,
no.
Why is that so
bad? In front of Danny?
We're talking bathroom, like... One, two. What number are we on here?
Well,
let's start with one.
Well, either of them, I guess.
Let's go no higher than two.
Yeah, let's don't go to three or four. I don't even know what those are.
Yeah, I pretty much go to the bathroom when I need to go to the bathroom.
In front of Danny Lowry.
Sure.
Do you guys talk about it?
No.
You have open bathroom policy?
We kind of have the Brady Bunch bathroom. You know?
He has one side and you have one side?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
So, could he just walk into the restroom while you're going to the restroom?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. Sick.
Has he done that?
I thought we'd outlawed that.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
During all acts?
Well, I mean, I try not to, but it's a Jack and Jill.
But he's walked in when you were engaged in...
Yes.
The most animal of acts.
Look at all these people.
The number that is one less than three.
Oh, no.
We're getting married. Aren't you supposed to do whatever?
No, that's not part of your marriage vows.
No. Close that door.
Okay.
So would you be creeped out if you found out that Danny had been taping you going to the restroom for his own sexual pleasure?
I would beat his ass.
Oh,
okay.
My.
Just don't do it night before charity challenge.
Does that?
We love the musers.
Good.
Thank you, Lisa.
Does that turn you on in any way?
No.
Bathroom activities?
No.
Have you ever seen a scat film?
Dog.
I don't think so.
Fernando.
Okay, I want you to sit
Sorry,
in on
George.
This story.
Okay.
So they approached the owner, and he said, yeah, I was taping all that stuff, and just admitted to it. So now he's up on charges.
Invasion of privacy charges?
I'm assuming so. But just why would you want to see it?
I don't know. I don't get that.
Paris Hilton, who I think is disgusting.
Really?
She's
yes.
not that great.
I think
she's kind of hot, trashy hot. She's not that great. She's not as great as everybody makes her out to be, but...
It'd be like banging a skeleton.
Wow. That's graphic.
And you should only do that if you're absolutely desperate.
Okay. That's year 10 of the ticket. We couldn't have said that in year
one.
Don't you think she's a little emaciated?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Long nose.
Yeah, and she's got long nose. Just something off about her. Anyway, she was recently in Park City, Utah.
Get the clothes off, bitch.
Craig. Please, don't talk to Lisa that way. She's up here as our guest.
Sorry.
What do you think of Paris Hilton, by the way?
I think she's a little trashy.
Really?
You want to make out?
Would you watch her go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
But her sister's Nikki, and she's pretty hot.
Yeah. She is. Oh, pretty hot.
Yeah.
Attracted to women?
No.
Occasionally?
No. I just have an opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so she gets up there and she starts singing Betty Davis Eyes. I guess they were having a karaoke.
Song that is.
I hate that song.
And she got up there and sang Hello by Lionel Richie, who is the father of her partner, Nicole Richie. And she dedicated it. This was her quote. "This is for my simple life, bitch."
Get the clothes off, bitch.
And then sang to Nicole Richie, who was there. Then Nicole Richie gets up on stage, and they start kissing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
No interest.
No interest in watching that?
Oh, I'd watch that.
Man.
And, George, you're always on the lookout for doctors with AIDS?
No, wouldn't say that.
In Montreal, you can find one. More than 2,600 patients will be tested for HIV after a doctor tested positive for the virus. 2,600 people are now going to have to get tested because he performed surgery on them. What do you mean?
You have AIDS, go home
who's
and die.
Who's the person that you and Davey always talk about who tries to get it or tries to give it? What's that person called?
A bug chaser is someone who tries to get it.
Yeah.
And a gift giver is the one
that transmits
it. Which, that's the most disturbing thing ever. People that eroticize the transmission of AIDS. And they describe it as a holy moment when they feel someone injecting AIDS into them.
You need to block stuff like that out and not just be obsessed with it like you are.
I'm not obsessed
with
it.
You know way too much about it.
I just think it's interesting. What about you, Lisa? Ever had AIDS?
No.
Okay.
Try to stay away from those guys.
Sorry, Lisa.
It's okay.
Here's the sad part, is the doctor was operating on children all this time.
Oh,
and these children are now grown up. I mean, they're adults, but...
There's a decent chance they won't have it, though.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I was going to say, what are the chances that they'll get it? Because certainly he scrubbed and was wearing gloves and a mask and all of that.
And a condom. In Baton Rouge, a guy's pulled over for a traffic stop He decides that, screw it, I don't want to deal with this, so he blows his head off.
Okay. Boy, he must have been way over the speed limit.
He was only 27 years old, too. Now, complicating this was the fact that 5 hours before he blew his head off, he killed his ex-girlfriend and her mother during an argument.
Oh. So there was more to the story.
Right. Right.
Some say you may have even buried the lead there.
The rub goes on forever and the party never ends.
God, psycho. Who was that? Is that Pat Green or what song is that?
Hey, quick question. Is Music News as uninteresting every day to everyone? This is amazing. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on, broadcasting. But you're late, too. We got to go.
Oh, yeah, we do got to go. You got birthdays?
Yes, birthdays. By the way, J-Lo and Ben Affleck officially off.
Good.
It's done.
Not surprising. Not surprising.
Captain Kangaroo, dead.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Captain Kangaroo died.
What was his name? Keenan or
Bob Keeshan?
Keeshan.
Yeah.
Great show.
He died of death. And, great show. I suspect AIDS. Actor Rutger Hauer is 60 years old.
Spare.
Singer Anita Baker is 46.
Greatness. Love her.
And actress Tiffany Thiessen is 30.
There's an Amber in there somewhere. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah. I don't know why she has to go by all her names.
Okay, Gordo.
Thank you,
thank
Lisa.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
That's Muse in the News. It is 4:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We continue to look back at 10 years of The Ticket and the Dunham and Miller Show next from our birthday party here at the Hard Rock.